Postgame Central is brought to you by Papa John's.
Brian, again, inside the 15 a couple times in the second half, had to settle for field goals. What do you think the difference there was, not being able to turn it into 7?
Yeah, I mean, it's like we talked about last week. We got to find a way to score those touchdowns down there. We can't, you know, defense does a good enough job. We can't put them in that position. And, you know, if I had the answer, then we wouldn't be talking about it. We got to figure it out and quickly. We got a quick turnaround. So really go and look at it and just figure out, you know, what we need to do, whether it's execute better, you know, go down there and score touchdowns. I mean, that's what, you know, we got to expect of ourselves.
A lot of the plays don't appear to be even going into the end zone. Is the idea to work short, take what they're giving you, and then punch it in? Because you didn't throw the ball in.
Yeah, I mean, with them as a defense, they're dropping. You know, they're trying to they're making it as tough as they can on you. So, you know, like the one to Cam, they dropped it far enough that we got it to him, and he got us to the 1 yard line, and then we got, you know, a touchdown. So, a defense like that, it's tough. They're not going to give it up. I mean, they have less ground to cover, so they just play right there, and then you got to figure out where to, you know, get it around them or whatever it might be. So, you know, we got to come up with ways to execute the plays and you know, and quickly. Really, like I said, we play Thursday night.
What does a loss like do kind of to the locker room or to the psyche of this kind of group?
Well, I think obviously, you know, no one's more disappointed than the guys in that room. You know, the thing that we have to do, and I think we have the people to do it, is just stick together. And no one's going to give us, you know, a chance the rest of the way. I mean, and that's okay. As long as the people in that room believe, you know, we'll be fine. It's why they call it any given Sunday. I mean, you know, we lose the last 2 weeks at the end of the game, and it's tough, and that's part of the NFL, and we have to figure out a way to turn it the other way. And as long as we stick together, I think we're capable of anything.
You did a good job of taking advantage of the matchup with Alshon in the first half, but in the second half, only one catch for 3 yards. Was that Jacksonville's defense, or did what happened? Why did he not have the production?
You know, I have to go back and watch the tape. I can't think of, you know, plays, you know, on the top of my head. You know, we got him the ball early and had some big plays, and you know, I'm just trying to go, you know, out there the way I'm coached and get through the read. So you have to go and watch the tape and see if, you know, we had those opportunities or not. I mean, obviously, when you have a big first half like that, they're going to try to take that guy away.
Did you notice him singled up a lot in the first half as you were going through those reads?
I mean, we did a good job of, you know, preparing, you know, a good game plan, and the read dictated that Alshon was going to get the ball. So, you know, I'm not going to change the way I play. You know, I'm doing what I'm coached to do and spreading the ball around. And you know, that's the way that this offense is going to be run.
Did you guys anticipate as much single high as you actually?
Yeah, that's Jacksonville. I mean, they mixed up a few, you know, two high looks, mainly on third down and in the red area, you know, trying to make us, you know, force it in. So, but that's what they do.
I think that's also a byproduct of how Jordan's been running the ball and dropping that extra safety down.
It's what they do. I mean, that's their defense. You know, that's what they do. I mean, I'd be willing to guess if you go through the entire year, they're 90% single high. That's the way they play.
Brian, you had 5 or 6 third down conversions in a row in that first half. You were in a roll there, it seemed like. But in the second half, not much of anything. What was it, something that the Jaguars did defensively, or do you kind of put that on yourself?
I mean, I have to go and look at those plays. I think, you know, they switched it up. They went to a little more man, a little more pressure in the second half, just recalling from the game. Maybe not every third down. I can't recall at this moment, but go back and watch the film and just see. You know, there was a good point where, like you said, we had some good third down conversions, and that's when we had those longer drives.
On those third downs where you guys were going short, a lot of shallow crossers, is that by design, hoping to get something late, or is that just...
You're hoping that those, you know, routes pull people up, and they're a disciplined team. They stay at the sticks, and you're hoping to get some catch and run. And, you know, towards the end, like the last play, you got to get it to the stick. So you try to buy some time and throw it to Alshon deeper. But, you know, throughout the game, you know, they're going to make you, you know, catch it on the sticks and then try to get it. You know, we got some of those third down conversions where they got in man, and we got some good matchups, and that worked for us. And you know, so for me, like I said, it's just, you know, going through the read and not trying to force the ball.
Brian, how difficult is this for you in that you're putting up numbers that would indicate you're playing well, yet there seems to be something missing at the end that is really what makes a winning quarterback, you know, a winner, I guess. How difficult is that to process, I guess?
I mean, it's frustrating. Like I said, I don't – if you want to look at, you know, how it comes down at the end, that's the way. But we had our opportunities early. I think that's where, you know, like you said, the numbers are the numbers. That's what it is. But we have to find ways to get in the end zone, and then hopefully you're not putting yourself in that situation at the end. You know, that last drive, we were moving the ball, and then you don't get a few yards on a few completions, and then you're faced with, you know, fourth and 10, and that's just the way it goes. So you just got to keep pressing on. You know, I'm not going to lose faith in myself. I just go out there and keep playing the way I have. And like I said, we have to go throughout the week and figure it out to score those touchdowns and just be ahead at the end of the game, as opposed to, you know, being put in that situation.
This team has been through a lot. What was it like the last couple minutes in the huddle? Did you sense any of the guys thinking, here we go again? Or
no, I don't think so. I think, you know, like I said, we knew we had a lot of time, and we didn't have to force the ball down the field right away. And you know, we got some momentum going, and then, like I said, you kind of stall out, and then you're stuck with a fourth and 10 situation. So no one quit. I don't think there's any lack of effort or anything like that. I think, you know, we've bought in. We just have to, like I said, if there was a magic potion, you know, we'd take it to figure out how to score these, you know, red zone touchdowns. But it just comes with hard work and going back and reviewing what you've done and then trying to fix it.
Brian, that fumbled snap kind of typified the way things went in the second half. How difficult is it to process everything in the moment and try and make the most out of it and do your and avoid the 6-yard loss that you get?
Well, when you're in that situation and you can't hand the ball off, it's even going back to high school, you just try to follow the running back. Obviously, you don't want that in that situation, but you know, when it happens, you know, that's what you have to do. That's where people are going to block. So you just hope that maybe you can follow them. Obviously, I'm not the most fleet of foot, but, you know, you just try to, you know, minimize the loss, really.
Is it too risky to throw the ball away in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, no one's – it's a run play. No one's going out. You don't want linemen downfield. I mean, at that point, you know, risking a penalty, what's the difference, really?
It looked like you guys came out passing right away. Did you know that coming in? Did it kind of just –
No, I mean, you know, we always have our first, you know, 15 plays or whatever, and then the game kind of dictates itself.
Brian, how do you feel like the connection with Alshon is going, the rapport and the timing, some of the reads to some of the site adjustments?
Yeah, I think we were good today. I think we've definitely making an improvement. I think, like I said, you know, we could talk about all that we want, but when it comes down to it, we got to win games, and we got to find a way to do it quickly.
You just added that this chemistry that you developed with Cameron compared to the last 2 weeks has been your number one receiver. I mean, it seems like things are working with him. What is he doing that makes you comfortable that you're throwing the ball in his direction?
You know, it's just, like I said, going through the reads, and a lot of times Cam's in the progression, and he's getting open. I think, you know, I did get a chance to work with him a lot in the preseason and those things. So, you know, I know him pretty well as far as, you know, routes and things like that. But I think a lot of it comes just going through the reads and getting to him in the progression. Like the long one in that last drive, he's fifth in the progression. So it's just happens, you know, they're taking other stuff away, they're dropping, you get him the ball, I think really just trying to go through the reads, and, you know, Cam's a playmaker, and he gets the ball, and he's made some plays with it.